We want to turn now to our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, Ron Rappaport, in our studios in Chicago, to take a stand against the Olympic Games. Motherhood, cherry pie, and Oprah Winfrey being unassailable. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And bah humbug, what's your problem with the Olympics?
Well, you know, Scott, when the youth of the world gather under the banner of peace, friendship, international goodwill, and NATO flyovers, what can you say? You know, I've been to half a dozen of Olympics, and I've enjoyed every one of them. They're amazing. They're unique. There's nothing like them. Mm-hmm. But there are times when it seems to me you have to kind of stand back and take a look. Scott, I feel so sorry for Greece. They spend over $1 billion on security, and the tourists stay home anyway. They build all these new arenas, and many of them are so empty the spectators can go around and introduce themselves.
It's not so bad. It's a good way to get to know each other. I'm sorry.
I suppose. You hear a lot of echoes. Scott, the games still have a week to run, but already a lot of Greek observers seem to be wondering what the point was again. And when it's all over and they start adding up the bill as well as the effort that they put in, I think it could get even worse for them.
If you were the head of the Olympic Committee, which, by the way, is not a possibility that I'm familiar with.
Thank God for that.
But if that mantle of responsibility were to rest upon your shoulders, how would you change things?
Well, the first thing it seems to me that they need to do is to cut back on the huge cost of building facilities. The Greeks, for instance, built two elaborate baseball stadiums for the Games. Scott, the Greeks don't play baseball. Perhaps they could be spread out over a longer period of time. Perhaps they could be put in more than one city or even more than one country in a way that sort of imitates the way the World Cup soccer tournament is conducted.
You have covered far more Olympics than I have, but it does seem to me that even your flinty heart has to be moved by something like the Iraqi national soccer team, you know, playing so well. And those closing ceremonies where athletes walk together, arm in arm, all mixed together from all over the world, my eyes are tearing now when I think about those closing ceremonies.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree. And some of the competition has been tremendous. Michael Phelps, Natalie Coughlin, Ian Thorpe, Carly Patterson and Paul Hamm, you know, who were not supposed to win those Olympic gold medals. But you know what, Scott? They're supposed to do that. Nobody ever doubted that the athletes weren't ready to give it everything they had and put on a good show, mm-hmm. with the possible exception of the Dream Team, I suppose. I just think that it's grown out of hand. For instance, wouldn't it be wonderful to see the games in South Africa?
Yeah.
But can they afford it? Would they want to? Would they want to go through this, having watched the example of what's happened to Greece? It just seems to me that the whole thing needs to be reconsidered in a very radical way.
Ron, thanks very much, and lots of luck putting on that crown of laurel leaves, okay?
Thank you.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport.